So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
It is Sports Night on 720 WGN. David Kaplan, Andre Darlis, me, Brian Noonan, and we are joined tonight by an Emmy winner, a Peabody winner, Hall of Fame sports writer Frank DeFord. He has a new book out called Overtime, My Life as a Sports Writer. He's going to be in town this Saturday for the Printers Row Lit Fest. Frank, as I'm looking through the book, there's so many things to ask you about, but I think one of the most fun things that I was getting to Sports Illustrated in the 60s. What was the atmosphere like in those times? We see on TV, you know, some of us were around in the 60s. You realize it was different. I can only imagine being surrounded by a lot of guys writing about sports. It had to be crazy.
Well, if anybody watches Mad Men on television, it's pretty close to that. I mean, advertising and magazines were pretty much the same. There was a lot of drinking. There was a lot of smoking. The people who are not of my gender were all called girls, and they didn't have much opportunity, right? The girls did not have much opportunity. I write about how I'm a lucky guy. I'm a majority, okay?
Yeah.
I'm a white Protestant male. Hey, how could you lose in the 1960s? You had to really blow it. And so I had a lot of advantages just going for me. But at the same time, remember, this is the 1960s, and everything is starting to change. One of the great breaks I got, for instance, was that because nobody else wanted to cover tennis, I was there, and I grabbed at it. And among other things, I figured out, hey, you know, if you cover tennis, you go to London and Paris. How bad can that be, right?
Not bad.
Cover college basketball, you go to Wichita. what am I missing here? Anyway, all of a sudden, I'm with Billie Jean King while she's, you know, really changing the culture. And of course, at the same time, civil rights insofar as African Americans are concerned. And there's Bill Russell and there's Arthur Ashe. And so it was, on the one hand, it's the old-fashioned way, and yet everything is changing. It was a great, great time to be any kind of writer, and a great time to be a sports writer.
Frank, do you think it's good or bad for sports and for athletes now that there's so much information out there? I mean, anybody, like you said before, anybody can, you know, post a picture with a cell phone, go on Facebook, tweet something second to second.
The stories that I could get then, where you could introduce, you could kick over rocks and find stories. And now, if a kid is a good fourth grader, right, he's ranked by somebody. I mean, there's sort of no surprises out there anymore. And that was the beauty, that you could go out and tell people about these strange characters. I made a line in a book. I said, barnstorming was terrific. Anybody that barnstormed was a good story. Nobody barnstorms anymore. I don't even know if people even know what the word is. But I did, you know, stories like on the roller derby, like on a wrestling bear, okay?
Oh, man.
Crazy stuff, but really good stories. And I don't think you can find them anymore. Everything is on television, and everybody knows everything. And it's just awfully hard to discover stuff, and that's too bad for a writer. It's too bad for a reader.
Frank DeFord, our guest here on WGN Radio, Overtime, My Life as a Sports Writer, must read, and with Father's Day coming up, a tremendous gift. Okay, one of my favorite pictures in the book is on page 260. It is a sign at a soccer game, and my nephew's a star soccer player. I like watching him play, but I think soccer is about the most boring sport in the history of the world.
Hooray, hooray.
It's awful. And there's a sign up, DeFord is clueless. That, to me, is the ultimate tribute. I would love for them to put that up about me.
That was at RFK Stadium in Washington after I had another tirade. The thing that really drives me crazy about soccer is not that I think it's boring, because obviously a lot of people don't think it's boring, but that soccer people get mad at you.
No doubt.
You know, hey, I don't care if some guy in Uruguay doesn't like baseball. Okay, it doesn't bother me, right?
Right.
And yet soccer people get so furious if you say, you know, I just don't like it. I'm sorry, I don't like it. And the proof of the pudding is this, as far as America's concerned. It's not like soccer hasn't had a chance, right?
Yeah.
How many kids, my kids, played soccer?
Yeah.
Soccer moms, right? Everybody plays soccer, and then what do?
Move on to something else.
That's right. You got it. And so... So clearly we are voting with our feet. We say we're really not that interested in soccer.
You're the best.
Because we think the other sports are better.
Frank, before we let you go, obviously all the great sports stories, the career stories, what one thing do you think, if people read Overtime, My Life as a Sports Writer, is going to surprise people about you?
Oh, wow. About me?
Yeah, something, a story in the book that maybe, you know, if somebody who's followed your career, they may know some of these, not to that detail, but something about you that'll surprise them.
Read about me and the swimsuit models.
Wow. My interest is piqued.
You see?
That's all you need to say.
I was the MC of a 25th anniversary of the swimsuit issue. Just me and the girls.
Oh boy.
Nice.
Now, is that... Huh?
That's a tough life, Frank.
I argued about it. I said, I don't think I should do that. No, I didn't. It was I jumped at it. And then there was a night in Italy with Rachel Hunter that kind of climaxes the whole thing. And it's all there right in the book.
Wow. Well, again, people need to pick this book up with Father's Day coming up next week. Overtime, My Life as a Sports Writer. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. As someone who's worked in the media for a long time, you are the best.
Well, you guys are great.
Thanks, Frank.
I really mean that. That's sweet of you.
You'll be here Saturday, June 9th at the Printers Row Literary Festival. Hope I get a chance to see you.
Come on down.
All the best.
Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome.